I was on 60 mg of morphine twice a day, plus OxyContin in between, plus Arthrotec for inflammation. And then they wanted to put me on antidepressants because I was depressed. You don't have a life. You're just, your eyes are dead.
Many advocates of healthcare reform think that Canada's single-payer system is far superior to the United States' mixed system. This is the story of Cheryl Baxter, who badly needed a hip replacement operation.
I got a phone call at my office on Tuesday saying the doctor wanted to see me. And I thought, oh boy, I'm going to have the surgery. I got a date. But when I got there, she said, the doctor in Red Deer no longer is going to do your surgery. And so then I had to go back on the hip and knee replacement list. It's been over 3 years that I've waited. When you go see a doctor, they don't even look at your face anymore. They just look in their computer screen. All you are is a name and a number. And we feel that our government has let us down.
The issue in Canada is a lack of access to healthcare services and a lack of medical resources. We don't have as many physicians as other countries do. We don't have as many MRIs and CTs. We don't have the physical capital in place, in spite of spending more than just about every other developed nation on our universal access healthcare system.
People always ask us, well, how come you had to go over to the States to have your surgery? And I said, because I couldn't get it done here. I have no idea how long that it would have been if my daughter didn't go online. And she found Timely Medical. And within 2 weeks, we were flying to Oklahoma, had the surgery, and back again.
Timely Medical takes patients who are on Canadian waiting lists to U.S. facilities where they pay for operations with their own money.
I don't think our operation could operate in Canada legally, but we got plenty of Canadians coming to Oklahoma City that are paying us to get their surgery done because it's illegal for them to do it up here.
Dr. Smith didn't perform Baxter's operation, but he runs a facility that's very similar to the one that did. His Surgery Center of Oklahoma suggests an alternative way to deliver health care. Smith's center is different than both the Canadian system and the U.S.'s third-party payer health insurance system.
We're big fans of the free market and believe in competition and love it and think that it raises quality and lowers prices in medicine just like it does in any other industry. Our prices have been lower than anyone else in the city since the day we opened. We have no bureaucracy. I'm in the operating room with patients and with the staff. If there are equipment issues, I'm aware of them immediately and we resolve those. There aren't any committees that things go through. Things just get handled.
And everybody was so pleasant and they just treated me like a queen.
We don't have waiting times. If we say the surgery's at 8, it's at 8. I don't think most people think that market forces or the free market are applicable to healthcare. We recently just put our prices on the internet. So if you go to our website, it clearly states that if you have your knee operated on, here's an amount.
The hip was $18,000.
I put my prices online. And if one of my competitors puts their prices online and they match me or they're lower, I'm going to respond. And the beneficiary of that is the person that's paying for the care.
The function of profit is to create efficiency, is to give an individual entrepreneur an incentive to find a group of individuals who are not being served well and to serve them well at a reasonable cost that they appreciate. And so to create a voluntary transaction between two individuals such that they're both better off. That's the motivating factor of profit.
The excruciating pain that I had is gone. I can go to work and I can do my housework, I can put my own socks on.
There are many different ways to approach healthcare policy, and the lesson is very clear. The more you rely on market mechanisms like cost sharing and private competition, the better the system will be.
People tell me, oh, you look so good now. You've got that sparkle back in your eyes. It's terrific. I got my life back.